Journal of Educational Psychology, in which a group of researchers from Columbia's Teachers College were trying to answer that question of how is the most strategic, what is the most effective ways to teach reading comprehension through the content areas, which is something a lot of teachers want to do, but it's not always clear what the best way to do it is. And a little bit about this study itself, a lot more information can be found in the full article write-up, which I really encourage you to download this week because it's a pretty complex study. But to give the sort of the overarching context, they are focusing on second graders and they were focusing on science and they were trying to answer a couple of key questions. First of all was, what is the most effective way to just teach a reading comprehension strategy? What does a certain lesson structure actually promote teaching reading comprehension? Second, they were trying to figure out, sort of a secondary idea, is could explicit instruction in one reading comprehension strategy then transfer to another type of reading comprehension strategy which had less instruction in it? And so they were focusing mostly on compare-contrast. Could you look at animals and could you figure out within a paragraph which sentences are trying to compare, which sentences are trying to contrast, what is the distinction being drawn between the two animals? And then later on in this set of lessons, they tried to introduce the pro and con clue words. So could you figure out if a sentence was positive in connotation or was it negative in connotation to see if it would transfer over with less instruction? And so I'm going to go through the lesson itself, kind of lesson structure piece by piece, because I think that's the most instructive for teachers and the most applicable for teachers right now. But again, I do encourage you to download the full article write-up. And just to give one additional piece of context, in terms of comparing and contrasting animals, what they did was they chose 5 animals that had readily accessible trade books on them, and they were representing one of the different animal kingdoms, the different vertebrate kingdoms. So, for example, birds and reptiles, amphibians, things like that. And so the first part of the lesson was to review the comprehension strategy, in this case, compare-contrast. So this was just a normal mini-lesson. The teacher would put up some of the clue words for compare-contrast, both, however, and then do sample sentences with the students, do activities like that. Later on in the set of lessons, when they started to introduce the pro and con clue words, the same thing, except now they were looking at words like advantage or bad and trying to determine what that would imply for the connotation of the sentence. After that, there was teacher-led reading of the trade books, of the texts, and then some class discussion. The reason this was teacher-led was because expository texts can be very difficult to in terms of fluency, especially for younger students. And so since they didn't want fluency to get in the way of the actual comprehension strategy that was being practiced, the teacher sort of took the lead in doing the reading. And then there was class discussion to ensure that there was sort of literal comprehension of just what's going on here in this book. What's it saying? And then there was some lesson-specific vocabulary development, which is pretty much exactly what it sounds like. Then there was a student reading of a target paragraph, followed by the students following along with the teacher rereading the target paragraph. Now, what is the target paragraph? Essentially, what they did was the teachers would find the key paragraph in the selection, in the text, which showed a comparison and contrasting example. So a paragraph that talked about comparing and contrasting, you know, a lizard and a particular kind of bird. And so by having a target paragraph was one that really was a good example of compare contrast and give the students a lot to work with. And in this case, again, the students would read it kind of on their own, try to internalize it, and then have the teacher reread it while the students are following along, again, just to clear out any fluency issues that students were having. Then the students would analyze the target paragraph, and here's the sort of the guided practice, independent practice side of things. Students would do things like underline the clue words in different colors that show this is a comparison sentence, this is a contrasting sentence. Later on, this is a pro word, this is a con word. Just really started to work with that. Then, just to continue sort of scaffolding up, there would be a graphic organizer to help students put what they had learned when they had analyzed the paragraph into a different format. And so in this particular case, the graphic organizer was sort of a matrix that had the two animals on the sides and had the characteristics on the top, and then the students would have to sort of X in which went with which animal. And so, for example, a hot-blooded or cold-blooded, you might have animal one, animal two, and then students would just point out and they would mark which one they had learned had which characteristic as a way of, again, practicing their comparing and contrasting skills. And the teacher would ask compare and contrast questions. This would be another part of this practice. The teacher would ask very deliberate questions about to test whether the students had really been able to understand and comprehend what was the comparison, what was the contrasting, and again later on, what was the pro, what was the con. Finally, students would do a summary using a paragraph frame. The researchers found in an earlier study that without the paragraph frame, younger students really struggled with this. So adding a paragraph frame of saying, you know, I learned that this animal has blank characteristic, but this other animal has this, really helps students have sort of a context with which to be able to speak about or write about their what they had learned about the different animals. And then there would just be some general lesson review to sort of sum everything up. And so this seems like a lot, but this all fit into 45 minutes, happened at a pretty brisk pace. What I think was most impressive about this is they gave a post-test to the students afterwards, and there were three different groups of students. There were students that had gone under this sort of a lesson structure to really practice the comprehension strategy in addition to getting the content. There was a group of students who had just received content instruction, so they had read the trade books, they learned about the animals, but there had been no comprehension instruction. And then there was a group that just had gotten no particular extra instruction one way or another, aside from just over what they encountered in their normal kind of school lives. And they give them a post-test. And what they found were two really key things. One is that the content, students had the same understanding of the science content, both when they did this reading comprehension strategy way and then when they just did the normal content strategy ways. And of course, students who didn't receive any special science instruction didn't. Do very well on that part. But what that shows is that learning reading comprehension through science doesn't actually hurt students' ability to learn the science. But what it does do is it really helps them learn the reading comprehension. So one of the things they tested on in the post-test was the students' ability to identify these clue words about comparing and contrasting and about pro and con words. What they found was on this post-test, the students averaged 73%, getting a 73% correct. The other two groups averaged a 5% and a 6%. So truly, which isn't so surprising because they hadn't actually received any instruction on it, but the fact that they had gotten the same amount of science instruction